Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast that covers unique and interesting stories. Although each story is different, they all have one thing in common. They are all as entertaining as the host himself. His straightforward approach to the craft of storytelling is a refreshing change and an inspiration to all. With that, here's your host, George Walters.
You know, everyone has their own method of how children should be raised in their home. I, for one, up to the age of around 5, didn't have much of a home as my mother and father split up for reasons of their own. And, well, I was kind of left by the wayside, so to speak. But that all changed later on as I was then boarded out on a dairy farm in Coldwater, Ontario, Canada. The people that took me in was Reg and Laura Potter. They then adopted me, and I lived with them till I was a teenager. They were great folks and looked after me like one of their own. Laura was a woman of means, let me tell you. Her kitchen was her domain, so to speak, and no one messed with it. She was a great cook, too. I always remember being hungry throughout my life, but while living with them, hunger was never an issue. She was also a great mother in ways that probably some today would frown upon. She didn't mind if I played with my toys on the floor while she worked, stepping over them continuously, or did she mind me talking her ear off, asking her all kinds of questions at any given time of the day. If asked what stood out most while living with Reg and Laura, I would have to say it was the praise they gave me for all my boyish acts, getting good marks in school, and most of all, the calm that they showed when problems arose. You put that together with love and feelings of happiness, I don't think any child could ask for anything more. With that in mind, let's get on with the story I'm going to read to you today. I've always said, giving something of meaning to your audience. Well, I think this story does just that. I hope you enjoy A House or a Home. I overheard this conversation between Reg and Laura one summer's morning just before going out to do my chores. Times are changing, remarked Laura. What do you mean by that? Asked Reg. Well, when I went to visit Molly last week after church, I was shocked when walking into her home. Shocked? What are you talking about? She is a nice lady and got 4 nice kids, too. I know I'm not saying anything bad about them, as she and her husband surely are nice folks. It's just that they have a different way of raising their young ones than I do. Now listen, dear, you can't get yourself all upset by what others do, as we got enough living of our own lives. I know, Reg, that isn't what I'm getting at. What do you see when you walk around our place here pertaining to, say, George here? What in the heck are you talking about? I gotta say, sometimes you make no sense at all, woman. What do you see, Reg? Look around and tell me what you see. That would tell you that George lives here. Well, if it'll make you happy and get some dinner on the table. I guess the bridle he uses for Jenny there hanging on the kitchen chair. Oh, and his hat thrown over there by the stove. His boots also thrown over there in the corner by the door. Some toys laying under the kitchen table and school books laying on top of the table. Is that enough? That's what I'm trying to tell you, Reg. When I went over to visit Molly, I didn't see anything like that. Not one thing lying around. So what is wrong with that? The lady likes things neat and tidy. You're not getting my meaning at all. When visiting Molly, everything was in its place. Not one toy or book in sight. You wouldn't even know any children lived there. Reg, you might think that is the right thing to do. I don't. I want to see books, crayons, toys, and Jenny's bridle. More so, Reg, I need to see those things, as it shows me that it is George's home as well as ours. It also reminds me of the love that goes into raising the boy every day, and that is something I don't want to forget, not for one second. So do you see now, Reg, what I'm trying to tell you? You know, Laura, I never looked at it that way, but I guess you're right, and I guess I'm kind of that way myself. As just the other day when I walked into the barn and spotted Jenny's blanket laying by her stall, right where George had left it, how his milking stool was hanging beside ours on the wall, and his toys were underfoot. You know, even the toys underfoot doesn't bother me. Now I guess I know why. Reg, I'm not saying Molly is wrong with the upbringing of her young ones, and it's not for me to try to change her ways. Well, that's good, dear, as we sure don't need any ill feelings with our neighbors, and getting involved with her business could surely do just that. I'm glad you didn't say anything. Now, Reg, I didn't say that. You didn't? Darn, Laura, what? Oh, now, don't get yourself all upset. I just kind of hinted around a wee bit of how much the world has changed when it comes to raising children. I simply told her there was a lot to be said about things being put in perfect order, and one has to remember that the place one lives in isn't just a house, it's a home. With that, no more said, and Reg, myself, and Laura went about our day. That conversation stuck with me throughout my life, and you know, at any given time when coming into our home, you knew fully well there were two boys somewhere to be found. One last thing. Today my wife says I still leave trails as she looks around the house each day, but she also says I wouldn't want it any other way. Now that we're nearing the end of my podcast, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. Each book consists of over 50 short stories. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. Along with that bit of information, I would like to let you know about Patreon. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it easy for those that want to know more about artists and creators like myself. It's a simple way for me to promote my books along with my podcasts and a place for those that want to show their support. You can find Patreon by going to patreon.com/justonemorestory. All one word, no spaces. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, Google Home, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, and The Walters Post. And if you enjoy my podcast, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me to make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.